Hello, everybody. Welcome to WD Carousel of Podcast. My name's Crystal.
I'm Ian.
And I'm Laurel.
And today we are going to be going over a long extended topic. Because they announced this back in 2020.
They did, yes.
And then they said it was going to be an immediate update.
Yes.
And
yes.
Then we didn't hear anything for 2 years.
Yes.
And for those of you who are not quite sure what we're talking about or haven't seen the title of this episode, we are talking about the Splash Mountain update to yes. Bayou Adventures.
Yes, it would be...
Tiana's Bayou Adventure.
Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot to add her name in.
Yes, and so... we probably brought this up in the podcast itself.
I know sure that we did. Yeah. I think we talked about it because this came out during the 2020 riots that were going up here in the Twin Cities.
July of 2020 then.
And then we were so happy and we talked about, and we debated a little bit about, you know, them changing this over and our history on you know, changing ride themes. But this is one that we were both very pro for.
Yeah.
But
and I'm sure that Laurel is too. You just... didn't have a microphone then. Sorry.
Yes, that's very true. Mine was coming in the mail. It was fine.
Yes, yeah. It only arrived. It was fine.
Those people who have not been on the attraction due to whatever reason, I mean, like me, it took me a very long time because I am a chicken. Why don't we go over a little bit about what the current iteration is of this ride?
Yeah, so the Splash Mountain is based off the Song of the South that came out in 1946.
Yes.
Song of the South, for those of you that don't know, is a movie that is so bad and so racist that you can't even buy it in the United States.
Nope.
But we still had rides in two parks based on this ride.
Yes.
I mean, based on this movie. So,
yes. Well, and
problematic to say the least.
But see, the rides were made when it wasn't around that time either.
Right.
So the ride was made, and I know we discussed this before. I think we actually did...
we've maybe done an episode. I'd have to
an episode on this attraction.
Yeah.
But when... was it Tony...
Tony Baxter.
Yeah, Tony Baxter was like, hey, we need a log flume ride. And they were coming out with the movie Splash.
Right.
So they decided to use that in the name of the attraction. I don't know why they went with the connection of the racist movie.
I think my inkling is that it needed to be, you know, country because it was near... oh my gosh, I can't think of the name.
Norland Square and Bear Country and Frontierland.
Frontierland roller coaster.
Big Thunder
Mountain. So it had to fit in with that area, so they were looking for something that could be that way, and this came about out of someone's mouth, and someone decided, yeah, that's not problematic.
Right.
That's great.
So I listened to an interview of Tony Baxter about this. This is one person's story, the account of it. He said that... it was something that he was thinking about. He was, like, driving back, like, home from work or something, where he was, like, Michael Eisner at the time. And Eisner's back. Hello.
Yay, Eisner. Hey. We still need to do an episode on him.
We really do. And so he had been pushing the Imagineers for a thrill ride.
Yeah.
And really was pushing them to get some sort of thrill ride in Disneyland of the Magic Kingdom. And so they kept pushing it. And... but that was not... the areas that they had space didn't really conducive for, like, a classic Disney.
Yeah.
And so I think the thing was, even at that time, or even today, to a certain degree, the song Zippity-Doo-Dah is still sort of, like, the motto, like, they're kind of their anthem, ironically, of all the songs to have as their anthem. I mean, it's a very iconic song, but...
it's a very catchy song, but it also has ties to racism.
Ties to racism, yeah, so...
But they're trying to turn that around and connect it to Ziploc bags. Ziploc sponsors them.
Yeah,
they offer, or they used to offer the Ziploc bag to put your stuff in so it wouldn't get wet on the flop.
Yeah. Well, so anyway, the original name for it was supposed to be Zippity-Doo-Dah River Run or something like that. And that's when Michael Eisner's like, hey, we need to do some, like, brand synergy. Can you throw Splash in here? Like, add a mermaid? They're like, we're not adding a mermaid, but we'll call it Splash Mountain, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And that, to my knowledge, that's kind of the order of events. So Tony Baxter kind of created it with the intention of bringing in the animated characters from Song of the South.
Right.
Which... is problematic enough. I mean, I could see the logic in that moment where he was like, you don't really know these characters that well. They may not even think that. It's called Splash Mountain. Like, if you don't know for sure, I think when I was quite young, I didn't know that it was connected.
It was like my favorite ride. I like cool characters. I get to go down a really
and
cool
didn't
hill.
They even kind of do a renaming, air quotations, of the animals? So it's Splash Fox, Splash Bear.
And they changed that after. So they had started with Brer Rabbit and Brer Fox, and they had updated it at some point to Splash, and then they also redid some of the score. So the music, like the main score for it. I have it's over there.
I love that he's pointing on a podcast episode.
Yeah, thank you guys. You can see me pointing at my nerd shelf over there. I have a 2-disc CD set of the 2005.
I have a copy of that version.
Did I give that to you?
Yes.
Okay. So yeah. Anyway, it's two disc set, and it has the original 80s version of the Splash Mountain music on it.
Sure.
And oh boy, it is a problem.
Oh boy.
It was just very like used lots of vernacular and stuff in the characters. Mm-hmm. I'm like, that doesn't sit well. Anyway, so they've updated it since then. But regardless, it's
I mean, and for me, like, you shouldn't be alienating anybody in your parks.
No.
This story,
unless you're poor,
then you're not in the parks.
Bob J-Peg, you are. Why did you get back on for another 3 years? But that's another rant.
But yeah, to base it off something that is so problematic that you won't even sell the movie in the United States is problematic enough. And I think that the thing for me was, like, again, like you said, when I was a kid, I didn't know the story. I didn't know it had racist connotations.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I had never seen the movie, because how would I have seen the movie?
Right.
Mm-hmm. And as I got older and I started to realize where this was coming from, I think I could have excused, like, you're trying to rebrand these characters from this, you know, really racist movie and put them in something different. If you had maybe either created content that did that.
Yeah.
But you didn't do that, but you're still making money off this really racist movie by selling all this merchandise.
And song. Yeah.
Yeah.
And song. Yeah.
So that was my big thing. Like, you're still selling all this merchandise and making money off of this really problematic film that you understand is really problematic because you won't sell it.
Right.
So you know it's a problem and you're just choosing not to do anything so that you can rake in money off of this really racist content.
Well, I mean, from a corporate standpoint, they're like, so we spent the money on this movie. I guess we got to recoup our costs somehow. Like, it's
in 1946,
you will remade that money. You're not telling me that you paid Uncle Remus a good amount of money for his part.
Uncle Remus,
movie.
Who wasn't even allowed to come to his premiere because it was held in Atlanta, which was still segregated at the time.
That made Walt Disney so mad. I'm like, dude, what do you think was going to happen? Yeah. Come on.
The riots of 2020 prompted a lot of corporations to put out these big announcements about how they
changes
are updating and their equal opportunity, and this was the one that Disney decided to shoot for and was like, you know what, we're gonna be doing a change of Splash Mountain immediately.
We're gonna fast track it. It's gonna be like tomorrow, yo.
And
well,
then
like
they dropped a
whole am I right?
And then they dropped a whole bunch of merch in a way to quote unquote clear it out because everybody thought it was going to be going away, and then it took them another 2 years before we heard another announcement, which happened only the other day.
Yes.
And for me, I'm like, I would understand that because you have to do so much research, you have to do so much planning, you have to do so much design work, like how everything is going to work before you can really announce that you're going to start building it.
Right.
Then don't say it's going to be a fast-tracked attraction.
Right.
Because 4 years is not fast track.
Pitch it as a, we know this is a problem, it's on our list, and just leave it there.
Yeah.
And we know that it's on the list.
Or give like a rough time frame. Like, it's going to take us 4 years to do this because we want it to be a quality attraction that is worthy of the Princess and the Frog.
We would have understood if they would have. Instead of being like, it's immediate, it's fast tracked.
Right.
And then when they shut the ride down for, you know, whatever annual maintenance that they do, everybody thought this was going to be the update.
Mm-hmm.
But they've done that 3 times since then. And we still don't have any new changes and nothing was announced. But like I said, just a few days ago, as of the recording of this podcast, we finally got pictures, we got the title, we got a video that was put out about how the Imagineers are doing all this research. Yeah. And I do remember, now I didn't read it, an article from an Imagineer on the project saying it's so hard to come up with the content of this and the planning of this. So I don't know if it has to do with the pressure or the time frame or what. But
probably a little just bit of
as,
all of it.
Just as someone who works on like design heavy projects professionally, four years seems like a reasonable amount of time.
Yeah.
But just be honest and open with people instead of placating because of these turbulent times.
Right.
We're fast tracking this. 4 years is not a fast track schedule. No. That is a regular new ride schedule.
Right. Yeah.
And maybe for Disney, like that's like 4 years was seemed fast to them at the time. They're like, we're pushing this hard. We're trying to get this done, even though we had this other set of things, and this was only in our back burner. Like they might have pulled out of
Well, they still have like Tron to get done.
Yeah, I was gonna say I don't
cuts really, and shambles.
I don't want to hear the excuse of COVID though anymore either. If you said you were going to fast track it, fast track it.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, we understand how long it takes because Tron has taken forever and Guardians has taken forever and Epcot is still in disarray.
Yeah.
But
it's super disarray.
Even with this announcement though, we don't know when the ride's going down.
Right. They haven't told us when
they
it's
They say it's
closing.
Opening late 2024. Right. So we were guessing the other day and we thought end of this year.
Yeah.
Or during right the after normal the holidays, winter close down.
Yeah. It'll close down for good. So
that would track to me, but like
we don't know.
We don't know. And
there's so much they have to do to it. I mean,
oh my God, it's
every
be a
animatronic's
lot
gonna get taken out. They're putting a ship on top of the mountain.
Right.
So here's the information that we have so far.
Yes.
So this is going to be based after the movie.
Right.
Princess and the Frog. So they will be picking up right after the final kiss. I know there's going to be a part where
Scooby-Doo was over.
The end, like big thing, supposed to be Mardi Gras, and so Louis and Tiana are preparing for Mardi Gras.
Yeah.
So I'm guessing the ship at the finale is going to be.
I think it's Mama. Oh no, the ship at the finale. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's gonna be maybe the steamship that he plays on.
Yeah, something like that, Mardi Gras-esque. Yeah. And I do know they're bringing some of the original voice actors back. That's really all I know.
Yeah.
And then you said that they're going to be adding a boat.
Yeah, they're going to be from the original sketches that we got back in 2020.
Oh, you're going off those still?
Well, that was the only shot we got of the actual outside of the mountain. They had Mama Odie's ship on the top.
Right. Yeah.
So
kind of
like a Typhoon Lagoon situation. Yeah. Mama Odie's ship will be up top.
Fun fact, they just totally rethemed Typhoon Lagoon too.
But yeah, I mean, there's a lot to think about. We were watching a video earlier that they were talking about the only really elevation in New Orleans is the Salt Cave. So we thought maybe the Laughing Place would kind of be turned into a Salt Cave area.
Which has the cave area of the current attraction. So, okay, let's get a little speculative here. So if we were to go through and do a redesign of the attraction in our minds of Princess and the Frog, how would you do it? So the first section you go through is like the neighborhood of Br'er animals. You start out with like birds and then you get into all the other fun animals popping around. What do you think's going to be there?
I think it's going to be Tiana and Naveen getting in a boat from their wedding or right after their wedding and heading back to New Orleans to see their friends for Mardi Gras.
Okay.
So that's what I think. We'll follow their journey from the middle of the swamp into the heart of New Orleans.
Okay. That makes more sense. Yeah. Okay. Especially since they emphasize it's right after that kiss. Yes. So they're already going to be in the swamp.
Right.
And then what would happen next? Because normally around that time, it's like Br'er Fox and Br'er Bear start chasing Br'er Rabbit around. So that would be more swamp and maybe Mama Odie?
Mama Odie or like Lewis joining them on their journey and Ray. Okay. I mean, Ray's not around anymore.
No,
though,
he's
so I'm not.
Sure
still we, do,
but they might
Lewis.
Still have like the little speck lights of the lightning bugs.
For lightning bugs, yeah.
Because he has a big family.
Mm-hmm.
Evangeline might make an appearance.
Yeah.
You don't know.
Yeah.
And then the cave area, we already speculated that was going to be the salt caves that was referenced in the little clip,
video,
the making of clip.
Yes, yes.
And then the big laughing place drop. What do you
That's
think?
That's what I wonder, yeah.
That's the one that I'm not entirely sure of either, because it could. I'm imagining what they so like last retheme with the boat they did, right? Mm-hmm. It was Frozen Ever After, and that had a drop in it.
Yep.
And they kind of went, if I remember correctly, was that right after the Let It Go thing? Like, they kind of pushed you back.
So you're kind of going from the castle down back into Arendelle.
Yeah.
For me, I think there's going to be some funny parts where maybe Lewis messes something up, like the direction that they're going, because he does in the movie. Maybe they get lost, and then they realize the only way to go is to keep going.
Yeah.
Like, maybe Mama Odie comes in, because her boat's up top.
And
maybe
it's in a tree.
Yep. Maybe Mama Odie's up there, and she tells you this is the only way to go to get home, you know?
Right.
That's the only thing I can think of. Yeah, definitely feel
there's some hijinks that will happen.
Yeah. It's going to be more hilarity than, you know.
Than the dark crap that happens at the,
You're going to the laughing place.
My God.
Those were my favorite parts of the ride. I loved the vultures because they were just so silly.
You're a laughing place, eh? We'll show you a laughing place.
And then, so you go down the big, big drop. And then it's going to be Mardi Gras, however they want to redo Mardi Gras.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, do you think they're also going to keep those animatronics going? Because that was those were animatronics from the old America
Sings
that they then moved over to Splash Mountain.
Yeah.
I think maybe they'll retheme some as, like, the animals
background
through
animals.
I don't know. Like, I'm hoping that they go for a better class of animatronics on this because they've been doing such cool things with their animatronics lately.
That's a big budget, though.
It is, but I feel like if they're going to make up for the years of making money off this really bad thing, maybe you should put a little bit of money in there.
We think, but then again, JPEG is in charge of this.
Right.
And he is a corner cutter and money hound.
He's very Pressler era.
So that's kind of all the information that we have.
Yeah.
I've seen back and forth information about they're going to have original songs sung by the
Anika Noni Rose.
And then there's going to be some of the same songs that are our favorites.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm like, are we going to have both? Are they going to be different? What's going on? I don't know.
Right.
I'm just waiting for more information at this point.
I think we all are. Yeah.
We're
just excited to be getting some more news. Actually,
and have a ride
stuff
for a black princess.
Yeah.
Give me attractions for BIPOC.
Yeah.
We have Moana that's coming out, but that's not even a ride.
Yeah.
That
it's
is
like
a walkthrough.
Right.
And I am glad that she's not going to be a frog in the ride.
Yes. They're actually showing black princess.
Right. Oh my God.
But, you know, we need more BIPOC representation. That's the ins and out of it.
Absolutely. There's so much space in China. Make us a Mulan ride.
I know.
Like, how fun would it be to, like, go through stuff with Mushu? Like, and
oh my
Mulan,
God! Wouldn't that be fun?
Replace the circle vision. Nobody likes the circle vision.
No, it's so old, and I have to stand.
I've never been on it.
Oh my God!
I've never seen it. I've never done that one or the French one. Never once.
But I'm like, gonna make you watch the French one.
Okay. In the China one, you have to stand the whole time.
Well, same with the Canada one.
So you're
Canada
already tired,
one.
And you're going into a theater thinking, "Oh, I'll have a break." No,
you gotta stand.
Compared to where the new Canada Far and Wide show, I'd rather it just be the...
It's the same thing.
I'd rather just be the cider stand at this point.
And it's going to be when we go.
Perfect. Is it? Are they going to bring it? Are they gonna
They're going to bring the
again?
Cider back.
Oh, interesting.
And since we're not talking about this attraction anymore, on that note, this has been WD Carousel of Podcast. My name's Crystal.
I'm Ian.
And I'm Laurel.
And we hope you have a great, big, beautiful tomorrow. Bye, everybody.
There's a great big tomorrow, just a dream away.